amithejerk1310@gmail.com is where you send in those scenarios and those situations to see if you are a jerk or not. And everyone here involved can get in on it to see if these people are jerks. All right, so I pulled up to an ATM to deposit a check and get some cash. There was a gentleman that pulled up in front of me to the first ATM. There was two, so I was behind him. Another person pulled up behind me and got in line. I finished my transactions, but the guy in front of me was not finished yet, so I was patiently waiting for him to complete whatever he was doing. Well, the guy behind started honking his horn, so I turned around and raised my hands to say, "There's nothing I can do." The guy behind me started gesturing that he obviously wanted me to back out so that he could take my spot to do whatever he needed to do at the ATM that I was done with. I didn't feel like that was necessary, so the dude continued to honk and motion for me to reverse. The honking and motioning got more aggressive, so at this point I was ready to sit there all day if that's what it took. About 2 minutes later, the guy in front of me finished up and we both pulled forward and left. The blank behind me laid on his horn and flipped me off as I drove off. Am I the jerk for not backing out of the ATM so that he had to wait another 2 minutes? I honked in response and also gave him the finger as I left.
All right. F you, F me, F you.
Thanks for what you
did. That's how that went.
To your bodies.
I think the guy honking the horn is a colossal jerk. And in this situation, I can understand we're all so impatient. It's like when you're in traffic and somebody is riding your ass and then zips around you only to hit their brakes because you're in rush hour traffic. It's
the thing that gives me the most pleasure is if you're doing that to me in traffic, you get into the lane next to me and then I pass you as you're sitting in that stall.
It's the best.
It's the most accomplished I've ever felt.
Such a weird, rewarding feeling.
I know.
Because it's always like when you're in thick traffic that this happens. Like, what do you think I'm doing in the far left lane going 65? You think I want to go this speed limit?
I'm in the same situation where you are. And just calm down.
It's the same thing at the ATM or the fast food restaurant, whatever. I want to leave. Like, I came to this place. I didn't go inside because I want this to be a quick transaction. This is slower than I want it to be. What am I going to do about it?
It's like the gas at the warehouse.
Right.
Because
it's the
they
same
do
situation.
Have those two pumps.
Right.
And usually, if you want to work together and just have the two cars leave at the same time, it's going quicker instead of me backing up, going out in reverse, and then that car pulls up to the second one, and then the car in front of me leaves while that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, if we all just work together, it is going to go faster.
It's going
to
be okay.
Calm down, bro. So you, sir, who sent this in, you aren't a jerk.
Not at all.
You are a hero for absolutely giving him the finger and honking your horn as you walked off.
I mean, why?
Drove off.
It just gets so angry because you had to wait 2 minutes because you got to the ATM and there happened to be two cars ahead of you.
Just wait. Just hold 2 minutes.
You are going to get your cash.
You can accomplish a lot in 2 minutes. Trust me. I know. Dear Invasion, anybody who knows me understands I desperately try not to use the toilet at work. They are usually crowded and disgusting. But worst of all, it is the horrendous cheap mega TP dispenser. And according to this person, I am a bidet user at home.
Okay.
That sandpaper is agony on my delicate sensibilities, not to mention highly ineffective unless I use mass quantities. I keep dude wipes in my desk, but due to an urgent situation, I forgot them. Thankfully, at least the stall was open and I made it in time. All right, here's the problem. The only stall available was the disability one, which I like anyway. Who doesn't? Since I use a cane, I don't typically get any dirty looks. Due to my sense of urgency, I swung open the door to the stall, let my cane slam against the wall, and plopped down. Fortunately, things were not too complicated until I started rolling off the toilet paper from the mega plastic industrial grade dispenser, which is noisy. And to get a decent amount out, you have to give it a pretty good crank if you don't want to be sitting there all day.
That's true, you do. I understand
everything is playing out just like everyone's.
It's very fair.
If you had to use the bathroom at work or in public, that's how it goes. After reeling off a couple of handfuls, yes, a more than generous amount, but again, I hardly ever have to do this at work, and I think my bidet use at home makes me carbon neutral, so don't yell at me. The guy in the stall next to me said harshly, "What the blank are you doing over there?
What? Why would you
Why
engage?
Why are you talking to me?
Hang on. Hang on. I was shocked and offended. There is an unwritten code that men simply do not talk to one another in our stalls.
No
not bar a square, not anything, especially not what the F are you doing? but it didn't take me long to recover and say, hey, dude, mind your own business. He made some comment about seeing TP piling up on the floor, which I ignored. Nothing was crossing streams into his stall. Not a witty retort, but it shut him up, and I finished my business and left. Anyway, am I the jerk for being so noisy?
No.
And are using a lot of lousy TP?
Is this a real email?
I mean, short of bringing some WD-40 in, not sure how I could be quieter.
The guy who talked to you is a jerk, and if he had said, what are you doing? Man.
It doesn't even matter what he said.
I might have reached into the toilet and showed him, this is what I'm doing, and flung it in him like a monkey.
That might have been a little bit of a backfire.
That's a little
harsh,
yeah.
Can I watch you go to the bathroom?
Exactly.
Why? We have that.
Yeah, you just...
That's amazing that somebody would be, what the F are you doing in there?
Yeah, I'm using the bathroom. What are you doing? And why do you care?
I mean, since he engaged, the things I would have told that person about what I'm doing in very descriptive terms to say, well, you asked, let me tell you.
Let me explain to you directly exactly what I'm doing.
There is one note in the email that I'm not questioning, because if this is your deal, that's your deal, because I'm also a don't do this thing at work guy.
Uh-huh.
But man, it must be tough to carry your wipes to the bathroom from your cubicle. Because you're walking through the whole office and everyone knows what you're about to go do.
Yeah,
you don't like that.
That would
like
bother me.
Know. That would bother me so much.
Every single person listening does it, so that doesn't bother me.
That's
I would
good
know.
Good for you guys, because I do. No, you don't need to know that that happens to anybody except for yourself.
Interesting.
Okay.
I would not want to bring that thing. Basically, a sign. I'm gonna go do do. Yeah. You can have that too.
Yeah, that's
Mark.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we're definitely gonna need that one. It was wiener and doo-doo. Like, he's all over the place.
I'm a child.
Yes, you are. The one thing, though, that I thought about when I read this one was the side eye you will get if the only available stall is a disability one.
Yeah.
And you go use it and you come out of there and you'll get a side eye because you used it. And especially if someone with a disability is kind of waiting. It's like, I'm going to use the first available one. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm that way.
I'm sorry.
If you got to go, then you got to go. And it's what it is.
Because I always question, especially if you're, let's say, at an airport when stalls are being used a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say you do have to just go number one, but it's so crowded. The only thing that's available is a stall instead of a urinal. I'm using that stall.
I might take the stall even if there's urinals available. Like if we're not able to properly space, I'll go to the stall. I don't care.
That doesn't bother me at all. I'm hoping that they'll give me a little side look. Like, what's going on, man? How are you?
Well, it bothers
look
me.
Look at me. I mean, I'm the same way. I go to whatever becomes available first. If it's the stall first, I go there. If it's the urinal, I go there.
Let's herd everyone in and out. Let's have it efficient. Deal. Except for, you know, I'm using a line if you go number one only. It feels like people think there's a rule that if you have to go number one only, you wait on the urinal because there are people who need to only handle their number two business in a stall. They can't go to the urinal. And you can go
that's
to both.
True, but it takes 30 seconds to go to the stall to pee?
There's also way less people going number two in the public restroom.
Not in an airport.
Airport, man, it's just like... What's you been in lately? It is
compared to people going number
one?
I mean,
I see what you're saying. Right. It's definitely probably 2-1, but that time effect
as far as moving
and herding everyone out... For a 45-second number
one. Man, I had to drop one at an airport.
Well, thanks for sharing. Really
last time I
that.
Flew. But all the stalls were taken up. So I walked to the other bathroom, and they're taken up. So I went back to the first one. I was like, man, like, what am I – I really do not want to go on the plane.
You just have to wait in line.
Well, I didn't want to wait in line because, I mean, I was like, this needs to happen. So it's – man, that was – eventually, I went it up because I went to three different bathrooms on the concourse, and I finally found one that was
open. I feel like
by
the time you got back, you probably don't even have to go again. Like,
I thought
the
same thing.
If you just patiently wait, and it is something about immediately going in after someone else that makes you a bit, like, eh. But there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, I just take
the
toilet paper and put it on the seat so that my butt's not touching their butt. Because it feels like that if you have to do that with somebody. At the same time.
Man, it's all warm and stuff. Yeah, that sucks. Matt and Donovan, I live in a neighborhood in Austin that is just right off of 35 Service Road. In the morning when I try to exit, the neighborhood traffic is bumper to bumper. and it is one lane. Of course, when I try to exit the neighborhood, no one will let me in. So I slowly inch my way out into traffic. People honk and get pissed, but I eventually get out. So am I the jerk for doing this and not waiting till the one guy gal lets me in?
No.
Go Texas State Bobcats.
All right. There we go. Eat him up. I don't think
that's
he's a jerk
stinger.
For doing that.
Not
I mean, that's...
Stinger up.
I find that very interesting because somehow the neighborhood that I live in, when I leave to come here in the mornings, I guess it's because there's a lot of school traffic. There's a real backup coming out of my neighborhood. And usually people are pretty cool. But like a lot of cars, there's a stop sign, right? So like I'm stopped at the stop sign to leave my neighborhood. And then down the road, the other stop sign, the cars are all backed up. And it's amazing how many people are like, oh, you're not going to get in front of me.
I know.
Dude, it's one car.
People lose their minds when they get inside their vehicles, and I don't understand why.
It doesn't bother me at all.
Nope, this is me. I'm right here. You are not getting in front of me. And it's with that the express lane now on 35. When you're trying to merge on the 35, the left lane will have you going towards downtown. The right is 35. And, of course, the right lane is backed up.
Yeah.
But it's the people on the left that all of a sudden want to get over at the very last second. And that's when I according to how long I've been in it. That's when I will say, man, I waited my turn. I just can't have you just come up and immediately shoot over.
Well, I'll do it if, like, this is an example from right here by the station where 35 North, you can either take one lane goes to 35 North, one lane goes to Tollway North.
Yes.
You'll see people, if you ever get into it to go to the Tollway because it'll get backed up, you'll see somebody like seven cars behind you get out of that and then try to cut up. I'm like, you were in this line, decided, oh, I need to skip these eight cars.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, I'm not letting you.
Yeah, my time is a little more precious. But
come on,
no one wants to get in an accident. If you just kind of slowly inch your way out, someone should be able, without getting upset,
I would think
just
so.
To say, hey, it's 5 or 10 seconds to let this car in and we can go about our business.
I'm always the nice guy. I'll let you out. I just don't care.
Yeah, I really don't care that much.
I'm like, oh, you need to go? Go ahead.
Except if I'm like 3 or 4 cars away from going to 35 and all of a sudden you decide that your time is more precious than mine. But it's who we are. All right, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you send in those scenarios. We do it every single Thursday at 9:55.